WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and I know you're busy juggling a million things, just like me. But trust me, taking 5 minutes to recharge with some stoic wisdom can seriously level up your day. Today, we're diving into the incredible power of gratitude practice, something that sounds super simple, but can actually transform your entire outlook. Ever feel like life is just throwing curveballs? Like you're constantly chasing after things, and never quite feeling fulfilled? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a secret weapon you probably haven't tapped into yet, gratitude. It's not just about saying, thank you, although that's definitely important. It's about consciously shifting your focus to appreciate the good stuff in your life, no matter how small. Think of it like this: our brains are wired to notice the negative more easily. It's a survival mechanism from way back when, keeping us safe from danger. But in today's world, that negativity bias can really hold us back. Gratitude practice helps to rewire those neural pathways, teaching your brain to focus on the positive and see the good even in challenging situations. So, what exactly does this look like? Well, there are tons of ways to practice gratitude. Here are a few golden nuggets to get you started. 1. The Daily Gratitude Journal. Take 5 minutes each day to jot down 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything: a delicious cup of coffee, a funny conversation with a friend, or even just the sunshine warming your face. Make it specific. Instead of, I'm grateful for my family, try, I'm grateful for my sister's hilarious sense of humor that always brightens my day. 2. Mindful Moments. Throughout your day, pause and take a few deep breaths. Notice the sensations around you: the feeling of the wind on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, or even the taste of your lunch. Savoring these simple moments can cultivate a sense of appreciation for the present. 3. Expressing gratitude to others. Don't underestimate the power of saying, thank you, sincerely. When you genuinely express gratitude to someone, it strengthens your connection and makes both of you feel good. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. A simple text message or a heartfelt note can go a long way. 4. Gratitude Meditations. There are tons of guided meditations online that focus specifically on cultivating gratitude. These can be super helpful for deepening your practice and experiencing the calming benefits of focusing on positivity. 5. The Gratitude Jar. Hack! This one's fun. Get a jar and throughout the week, write down things you're grateful for on little slips of paper and drop them in. At the end of the week, read through all those positive reminders. It's like a mini celebration of all the good stuff. Think about a time when someone went out of their way to help you. Maybe a friend offered a listening ear when you were feeling down, or a stranger held the door open for you on a busy day. How did that act of kindness make you feel? Likely warm and fuzzy, right? Gratitude is like that. It creates positive ripples that affect not only us but those around us. Here's the thing: gratitude isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about acknowledging the good even when things are tough. When you cultivate a grateful mindset, you become more resilient to stress, more optimistic about the future, and ultimately happier in the present moment. Remember, folks, life is a wild ride. There will be ups and downs, twists and turns. But by practicing gratitude, we can choose to focus on the journey, appreciate the little moments, and find joy even in the midst of chaos. So go ahead, make a conscious effort to be grateful today. You'll be amazed at the difference it makes. All right, awesome listeners, that's a wrap for today's episode of Mental Fortitude Daily. Remember, practice makes progress. Keep those gratitude vibes flowing and remember to share your own gratitude stories with me on social media. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.